Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's greeted the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House ahead of the signing of a trilateral agreement that's intended to end decades of fighting. There's no end in sight to the fighting between Russia and Ukraine, although today is the president's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says
the White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
Democrats in Texas denied Republicans a quorum in the state house for the third time, blocking efforts to redraw state legislative maps. And NASA says astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He flew to space four times and was best known as the commander of the Apollo 13 mission. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid disturbing young wild animals while they're enjoying the outdoors. In a press release, the agency reminded residents to always observe young wildlife from a safe distance so they can mature properly in their natural habitat. Officials say disturbing the young animals could cause them stress, inhibit their ability to learn normal social behaviors, and maintain a specialized diet, or contribute to the spread of disease. The DNR is also reminding residents that most wild animals are protected by law. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for its 2026 Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants Program. According to a press release, the program will award a total of $1 million in grant funding to groups supporting conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed efforts. Individual groups could receive up to $40,000 of the funding. Applications for the grant funding can be found on the agency's website and will be accepted through September 12th. The 18-year-old Webster man who set a number of mailboxes across Barron County on fire has been sentenced to probation. William Johnson and a 15-year-old Minnesota juvenile were arrested in December in relation to the mailbox fires. Johnson faced various charges, including arson, possessing explosives for unlawful purposes, and criminal damage to property. He entered into a plea deal in July, pleading guilty to 11 misdemeanor counts of criminal damage to property. He was sentenced to 12 months of probation as part of the plea deal. Barron County residents could see an increase in the juror per diem rate at the county board meeting later this month. The county executive committee met earlier this week to discuss the proposal and raised no objections before it receives consideration from the full county board. It's been nearly 20 years since the county's juror per diem rate was increased, and the change would double the rate from $50 per day to $100 per day. If approved at the county board meeting on August 18th, the new rates would go into effect on September 1st. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today and humid. As temperatures scrape about 90 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s. Few scattered showers are possible tonight, and then overnight and early tomorrow morning, storms hit, bringing the risks of flash flooding, high damaging winds, and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you feel like you missed out on the weekend news, no worries. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman, news director, will join us to keep us updated. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin, along with Parker Olson on the board doing the production and engineering back at the world headquarters in Madison, filling in for Aaron Zommers, who is on a well-earned vacation. It is a TGIF Friday, August 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into Hour 2. Everybody, glad to have you along. Apologize, the voice still a bit raspy, but the tea is helping, Parker. The reishi tea with the gentle breeze honey from beautiful Dane County. How about that? From Mount Horeb.
Very nice. And the rosebud, I believe you said, isn't there?
Yeah, it's rosebud lemon. I don't know. It
I wouldn't drink
tutti-
roses.
It sounds tutti frutti, but it's actually, I think it's the ginger. The ginger and the lemon, and it's mild, which I like.
The ginger gives it a little bit of, you know, a little bit of snap in there.
Right. It helps kind of clear the throat. So anyway, I apologize for the raspy voice. We'll continue on. We'll soldier on, Parker, but glad to have you along. Of course, Parker is the wonderful producer engineer of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 a.m. So he's put in a full day and then some. So, Parker, we appreciate you being here today and Monday while Zommers takes some well-earned time off. Glad to have you along on the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Anything for you, Todd.
You're too kind. You're too kind. By the way, in Hour 2 here, don't miss out on your opportunity because I know a lot of people are caught up in Brewer fever, as am I. I have my Bob Uecker Milwaukee jersey on here today. Because number one, the Brewers are back in action in Milwaukee at AmFam Field tonight against the New York Mets. I believe the Mets have lost 8 out of 9. They're in a slump. Of course, they've got that huge payroll out there with the former Brewers GM in charge out in New York. Not working out so far, but I better not get too catty because we don't want them to catch fire now. But the Brewers are going to try to continue their own winning streak tonight just after 7 o'clock pregame show, just after 6:30 on many of these stations on the Brewers Radio Network, including WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WISS in Oshkosh, WRCE in Richland Center, and WBZH, the Buzz of the North, and I believe WCQM up in beautiful Park Falls, home of Darla and Big G. And Greg and all those fine people up there at Park Falls in beautiful northern Wisconsin. Listen to the Brewers tonight. Here's the deal. If you want in on some extra action, if you want to actually go see the Brewers, we've got you covered on that as well. Download the Civic Media app right now. If you don't have it, it's free. Open it up, the Civic Media app. First 11 stations or so are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those closest to you in the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text. Click on that. And now text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, BREW, right now on the Civic Media app. If your correctly spelled entry is pulled by the computer at the end of the 4 o'clock hour at 4 o'clock, you'll be on your way to see the Brewers. You and three of your favorite friends, family, neighbors, whoever. Four tickets in total. Four tickets for next Wednesday's game, August 13th, against the Pittsburgh Pirates at 1:10 in the afternoon. Again, to enter, text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now for those four Brewer tickets for next Wednesday, August 13th, in the afternoon at 1:10. Cannot change them, exchange them for the different games. So got to be able to go. But absolutely. Have you been down to – yeah, you've been to a game, right, Parker?
I have been to a game. I did. Yeah. I was thinking when you were saying you could bring some of your favorite friends to the game.
Like
I also thought, you know, what you could do – well, you could bring me. I wouldn't – I probably wouldn't say no. You could bring me. But I was thinking you could just bring a random guy. I just saw a guy shirtless on a skateboard going down the street, and I thought,
well, let's turn on the street cam, the Sam Davidson street cam at the old World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Look at that. Parker is positioned at – perfectly. Now, there is a road closed sign in the 100 block of State Street there at Fairchild. Is there an accident? Is there an event? What's going on, Parker? Do we know?
I am unsure. I will get on the ground shortly, and I will give you a live report from the street momentarily.
But there were topless people, you're telling me, on State Street a moment ago.
At least one of them.
At least
perhaps
one.
Two. They tend to travel in packs, from what I understand.
Topless Madisonians traveling in packs. You heard it here from Parker Olson. All right, very good. I appreciate that, Parker. Nicely done. Zomer is on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday. 11 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Want to get one more serious story out here, at least, before we have a little bit more fun. Again, back to the FBI. According to CBS News, Director Kash Patel has agreed to aid the search for the Texas Democratic lawmakers who left the state to protect new congressional, to protest, I should say, new congressional maps, according to U.S. Senator John Cornyn yesterday. Now, Texas Republicans have been trying to bring back Democrats in the state legislature so that there's enough lawmakers on the floor for a quorum, which would enable them to vote on new congressional maps, likely to increase the Republican advantage in the state. Texas requires two-thirds of the House, or 100 of the 150 representatives, to be present for a quorum. Now, it's unclear, according to CBS, what laws the legislators might have broken that would involve the FBI. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, has called for civil arrest and said he ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety to force them to return. But Texas DPS does not have jurisdiction outside the state. Abbott and Cornyn have raised allegations, the key word here, of bribery, since the lawmakers' quorum break is being funded by donations from various groups, including former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke's PAC, who is a Democrat, and other Democratic groups. In addition to travel expenses, each Democrat faces a fine of $500 a day. Abbott last month called for a 30-day special session with 18 agenda items, including embarking on a rare mid-decade redistricting ordered by President Trump. Texas has 38 representatives in Congress, 25 Republican and 13 Democrats. Mr. Trump asked Texas Republicans to redraw the congressional maps to deliver him five more Republican seats. Again, it's just, you know, the first hour we had the story that once again there's a purging going on in the FBI of longtime, lifelong agents who have the audacity to prosecute people who were in the part of the January 6th insurrectionists. And now they're trying to use the FBI to go after state lawmakers, Democrats from Texas, who are saying, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't use our partisan gerrymandering abstractly just to give Donald Trump five more Republican seats. Disturbing, certainly, to say the least. And just when you think things couldn't get wilder and wackier, in the words of Johnny Carson, Here's a headline for you from the Los Angeles Times. Trump names himself chair of LA Olympics task force and sees a role for the military during the game. I cannot make this up. Dateline Washington. In past Olympic games held on American soil, sitting presidents have served in passive ceremonial roles. President Trump may have other plans. An executive order signed by Trump on Tuesday names him chair of a White House task force for the 2028 games in Los Angeles, viewed by the president as a, quote, premier opportunity to showcase American exceptionalism, unquote. According to a White House statement, Trump, the administration said, is, quote, taking every opportunity to showcase America's greatness on the world stage, unquote. At the White House, speaking in front of banners, adding the presidential seal to the logo for LA 28, Trump said he would send the military back to Los Angeles if he so chooses in order to protect the games. In June, Trump sent the National Guard and U.S. Marines to the city amid widespread immigration enforcement actions, despite widespread condemnation by Mayor Karen Bass and other local officials. I mean, nobody loves the Olympics more than me. I think it's a great opportunity to showcase peace and international diplomacy. But I'm telling you, if Trump is going to try to use this as some sort of extra immigration roundup of the immigration, I would not blame countries for boycotting. And really, I think the International Olympic Committee has to look at this and say, look, do we really want to have the United States host this? I mean, already some of the games are going to be played in Canada and Mexico. The United States is just the main host. I think that the IOC should look at this and say, hey, do we really want to? I mean, we had this story, what was it, last week, I think, the Little League World Series. The team from Venezuela that earned the right, these are kids, for goodness sake, earned the right to come to the Little League World Series in the United States. Trump's administration would not give them visas. And so the second place Latin American team from Mexico went instead. I mean, using your political stance and taking it out on sports athletes, let alone kids, I don't know. It's going to be something to watch. 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go, Parker. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news, sports, and talk stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, after a couple of those news headlines, this one is timely. Timely indeed, as the great Mike Lucas is fond of saying. Category today, Parker. Stomach ache or headache? What's worse? Stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, or, of course, on the various places we play out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like. What's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842. It kind of depends for me, Parker. I don't know about for you.
I will say, I get a ton more headaches than I get stomach aches. I don't really remember the last stomach ache.
Do you get migraines?
Not that bad, but very, very frequent headaches. I have a headache currently.
Do you really?
Yeah. I took Advil before we came on here.
I have given poor Parker a headache.
No. It was before. It was Crightwell.
Oh, Lordy. I'm sorry for that. Are you one of these people? Do you use Tylenol? Do you use ibuprofen? Do you just let it go on its own? Do you take a hot bath? What do you do for a headache?
I just take some Advil and then kind of hope. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Because, I mean, some people have, like, migraines, and that's nothing to laugh about. That's crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Yeah. Cindy, listening in on Wausau on WXCL, our beautiful station over there in Wausau, just down the road here on Highway 29, says, if it's just an actual stomach ache, I think a headache would be worse. If it's a migraine, then that's worse. If it's a lower GI issue, then that would be worse. So it depends on where and how bad each of them are. Well said. What's worse, stomach aches or headaches? 855-752-4842. We'll take your phone calls after this. We're live on location from Shawano, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, about a half an hour west of Green Bay, where the Packers get underway with their first preseason game of the year. Many thanks to Mike Clemens, who joined us early to preview that. Game time just after 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field, taking on the J-E-T-S Jets of New York tomorrow. Lots of excitement over there in Green Bay. Welcome back, everybody. 23 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock, along with Parker Olson on the board back at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Right smack dab in the middle of today's What's Worse, Stomach Ache or Headache? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and hit us up on the socials, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter as well. A shout-out from, speaking of Wausau, just down from on Highway 29 here, listening on WXCO in Wausau, Mark Schneider says hello. He listens on WXCO. We appreciate that, Mark. Also, Megan checking in Sun Prairie on WMDX says, if we're talking the garden variety of headaches and stomach aches, then stomach aches are worse. I can ignore a headache to some degree, but stomach stuff, not so much. I think it's a good point, Parker, because if you get into the gastrointestinal tract stuff, not to be too graphic, then it's a whole other kettle of fish.
That seems very uncomfortable. I will say, I feel right. Like a stomach ache can get more uncomfortable than a headache can.
Yes, I think so. I would agree with that. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, says, I can sleep off a headache. A stomach ache, however, I can't move without issues. All right. Carla, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, a stomach ache is worse. What's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app or on the socials as well. Joseph, watching this on YouTube, good afternoon, Joseph. We appreciate you tuning in. Says, for me, a headache is worse. It hits harder, more difficult to treat, mitigate. Stomach ache equals usually heartburn and turns and Tums do the trick. Let's see. I remember back my grandma Alba on the farm, she always had a big bottle of Rolaids on the in the cabinet. Just chew on some Rolaids, you know. So sometimes, you know, the Rolaids or Tums can do the trick, but then other times it can't. PJ, watching on YouTube as well, says, I'll have to say a stomach ache is worse because I rarely get headaches unless I'm dealing with, it says, unless I'm dealing with a Republican, then a headache is worse. Isn't that the truth? I mean, politics can often give people headaches and maybe even stomach aches as well. What's worse, headaches or a stomach ache or a headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, we're right on the border of the North Woods here at Highway 29 in Shawnee. Stomach ache or headache, Ollie? What's worse?
Well, stomach ache, if it occurs shortly after eating at your favorite restaurant, could be much worse. Because then you have to find a new restaurant.
Isn't that the truth, right? Because often, I mean, hey, Ali, let me ask you this, and I'm not asking for names here. We don't want to disparage you. But do you have a restaurant that you like to
go to? I didn't give any names.
Right. But you have a restaurant you like to go to, and you're like, I love the food there, but I always get a little sick afterwards.
No, I don't.
Because I've had that happen before, and I don't know whether it's the spices, I don't know if there's other things, but it's like it tastes so good when I sit down and eat, but I know I've got to go home and sit in the throne afterwards, and that's no good at all.
Yeah. Well, that's why I deliberately left off any names, because yes. Sometimes you don't want to hurt anybody's reputation. Right.
We'll protect the guilty. All right.
That's right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll have a great weekend up there in the North Woods. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Parker, you ever had that happen where you know it's like, I love eating there, but once in a while when I eat there, things don't end well.
Once in a while, you just have too many ribs from Famous Dave's, and they're not happy. Your stomach is going, hey, man, that wasn't nice of you.
And sometimes, you're right, sometimes it's just your own fault when you just gorge yourself, or at least I do sometimes.
Yeah,
what's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842. Chris, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX, says, if we're talking the extremes, a migraine is definitely the worst. It can lead you to having a sick stomach, but I've never had a stomach ache lead to a headache. Now, that's a good point, Parker.
Huh.
I maybe I asked this already, but migraines, are you a migraine guy? I never really had those.
Not quite that bad. I get a lot of headaches and kind of bad ones, but I don't think that bad of them. I had a friend in high school that would need to like go to another room and lay down for a while because she was getting migraines all the time.
I've had some mild, if I could use the term, mild migraines a handful of times in my life, but I know people that have debilitating migraines where they have to go in a dark room and just lay there and they get sick to their stomach and they just, I mean, they can't do anything for a day.
Yeah, that's just no fun. That's not fun at all. Ugh,
all right, Parker Olson, I ask you, stomach ache or headache, what's worse?
I'm going to say stomach ache, I think. I get more headaches, but I think stomach aches might be worse because it usually comes, it tells myself that I shouldn't have had that whole bag of gummy worms that I've been eating all day.
Yeah, I will, I'll go along with that. I'll say stomach aches are worse because of the things you said, others that too often it leads to other things. And I haven't had a gummy worm or a Sour Patch. The last time I had a Sour Patch Kid 2 years ago, I lost a crown. Yeah. No more Sour Patch Kids for Todd. All right, come on back. Peter Rapine, news of the weird, wacky, and wild. A week review is next. It's the Todd Almost Show on location in Shawano across the state on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Final weekend of Wisconsin State Fair is upon us. The fair is in West Allis and goes through Sunday. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Dawn Roth of Roth's Sugar Bush and Cadot is at the Wisconsin State Fair. She chairs the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Association's booth in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. She tells us about the tasty treats they have in store for fairgoers as they taste their way through Wisconsin agriculture. And the good news is that those dollars support homegrown syrup and young producers.
For the association, we sell everything from pure maple syrup, we're strictly pure maple syrup, to all maple products, maple cream, maple candy, maple nut popcorn, and our specialty, which you met, Barry, our maple cotton candy. It's a great way to raise money, of course, for the association, but it's also we think of it as a learning tool for other people. There's so many people out in the world that don't know pure maple syrup, where it's from, you know, what it tastes like, where it comes from, you know. So it's kind of a learning aspect. We just try to educate people.
One of the many things to look forward to at the Wisconsin State Fair in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. That's Dawn Roth of Roth's Sugar Bush up in Cadott. She chairs the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Association's booth in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. We'll take a look at closing dairy markets in just a moment.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp, Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
On the close Friday from Chicago, cheese finished out stronger, but currently the Class 3 milk contracts are trading lower. The September contract is down 29 cents at $18.45 a hundredweight, and the October Class 3 milk contract is down 41 cents at $18.33 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, but as I said, that closed higher today. The 40-pound block cheese up 2.5 cents at $1.85. Double A butter fell today, closing down 4.5 cents at $2.35.5 per pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with showers and thunderstorms around. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and heavy rainfall. A low in the low 70s. Early storms then, after it clears out tomorrow morning, warm and humid for the weekend with highs in the low 80s. Currently at 79.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
littered. Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahoe Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, on a TGIF Friday, the 8th of August, 2025. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson doing a great job filling in for vacationing Zomers at the old world headquarters down in Madison. Want to remind you, a half hour left to enter in the free ticket Friday giveaway. Your chance to win four beautiful club-level seats to watch the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers as they take on the New York Mets. Well, that's the game tonight, but these tickets are for next Wednesday. And that's the only caveat. You have to be able to go next Wednesday because you can't win them and say, well, I won, but I want a different night. I can't go on Wednesday afternoon. You're SOL. You're sorry out of luck to clean up for radio. So you have to be able to go next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon against Pittsburgh. If you're able to go on Wednesday, August 13th in the afternoon, then take out your phone, open up the Civic Media app, click on the first one of the first 10 stations. You'll see a little icon that says text, and then text the word brew. B-R-E-W. Brew is the word this hour. Text the word brew. B-R-E-W. Right now, the Civic Media app, but at the top of the hour, the computer will randomly choose one of the correct entries, and you'll be on your way to the Brewers, courtesy of Civic Media, next Wednesday, August 13th. The word is brew. B-R-E-W. Text it right now. All right, every other Friday, we're always happy. Always makes us feel better to end the week with our friend, our ongoing contributor. He's the managing editor of EPOM's World and fresh back from Vancouver to the city, as they say, to New York City, joining us live via StreamYard, the one, the only, the lovely, the talented Peter Rapine. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd.
I'm very excited because we have a Parker filling in for Zomers today, and now we got Peter Rapine. So somehow we've brought the universe together, and for the first time on the All Ball Show, we have Peter Parker.
Excellent. Just excellent. Do you get this too, Peter? Every time that you meet somebody, they go, oh, Peter Parker?
No, I don't.
No, just me? Okay, cool.
No.
All right. But see, if you were together, like going to bars or whatever, it was Peter Parker.
That would be a fantastic duo.
Well, it's great to see. Oh, Tony on YouTube says, my senses are tingling. Oh, there you go. So, Peter, you're fresh back. You've been to Vancouver. We always love an update because you're very open. We love this about you. You've been seeing a significant other in Vancouver, and you just got back to New York.
Yes, I just landed back in New York on Tuesday. And yeah, I'm sort of excited to be back. Obviously, you know, my parents are now in town, so it'll be good to see them. But sad to leave. Also sad to be back in America. In some sense, Canada was nice. Canada was really great to me. And I have a funny story. My reception back into the office was a cold one this week.
Really?
Back in the office, first day in a month, and I had a sandwich in the refrigerator that we all share. And it had my name on it. Peter, written in Sharpie on a post-it note, stuck right on top of it.
Right.
And lunchtime came around, and I'm hungry, and I'm excited to eat it. And I walk in, and I pull it out, and there's only half of the sandwich remaining.
What?
My name is still on the post-it note. It's still stuck to it, but someone, and I'm going to find out who, decided to eat half of my sandwich, and I'm still kind of upset about it.
How big of office is it in EPOM's world in New York City? How many people are we talking about? What's the pool of suspects, Peter?
On a full day, maybe like 30 people, 35 in total. But this was yesterday, and there were only like 7 people there.
No.
So the pool is small, and I am going to track you down. And I'm going to get that half of my sandwich back.
And I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah. So Peter maybe I should Parker go back to Vancouver. It. Maybe I'm not welcome in New York.
No. Now, who wouldn't be well? Who would not want to welcome you, Peter? Yeah. Come on. I think it's just some schmuck who's messing with you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they were. Yeah.
But you don't need that.
I don't want to speculate.
You don't need that. You're Peter Rapine. You could be back in Vancouver. I mean, working
exactly. Eating a whole sandwich.
All right, Peter. That was, I hope you get to the bottom of it, and we'll wait with bated breath and nervous anticipation for 2 weeks until we can find out what happened. So
next week, I'm going to show up with a more disgusting sandwich every day.
Yes. Maybe put like a camera in the refrigerator and see who's taking your sandwich. Yeah. All right, Peter. Well, now you're kind enough to join us. You and the wonderful staff out there at EPOM's World, you search the headlines, and this is not fiction. This is not things that are made up. You find real wacky behavior of real wacky humans.
Yes. I like to say that we're funny, but we're not this funny. And I want to start with a story that's kind of been the biggest story of the last week or so. And it involves the WNBA. I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this on your show yet.
I have not yet, no.
But there was an update yesterday that I think is kind of interesting. But we have a piece here that we wrote the other day, and I'll read the headline. And stop me if I can't say one of these words.
I think we should just insert, just to be safe, let's just use the word sex toy. Just to be safe.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. They caught one of the NBA sex toy throwers.
They caught one of the WNBA sex toy throwers. That is the headline. Go ahead.
Yeah, a teen was caught and arrested, and he was asked why he decided to throw this sex toy onto the court, and his response was that he saw it online and it was a trend, and he thought it was funny.
That sounds right.
Is exactly kind of par for the course. What's been going on?
For people that haven't heard, I guess there's a middle school humor to this once or whatever you want to look at. But now it's just become, in my opinion, kind of offensive and weird that Yahoo fans are going to WNBA games and throwing vibrators. They're sex toys, vibrators onto the court while the game is going on. And look, this could be this could be a serious thing in terms of one of these women steps on it and sprains her ankle and she misses the rest of the playoffs. I mean, there's nothing funny about that.
Yes, it's also just very crude and
disrespectful.
Also, but the only reason he was caught is because as soon as he threw the toy, he sprinted out of the stadium, but someone tackled him and waited for the police to come. But yesterday there was an update on the story, and a group of cryptocurrency investors, traders have come out and taking responsibility for the sex toys. The day before the first toy was thrown back in the end of July, I think it was July 29th, the first toy hit a court. The day before, a meme coin called the green insert sex toy coin was launched. And ESPN actually has a report where they interviewed anonymously one of the people involved with the group. And there were like 1,000 people in like a Telegram all organizing the incidences.
So you're telling me this
is very part of the course. And obviously it's crypto bros betting.
I was going to say, so basically it boils down to crypto bros doing this as a marketing gimmick to get their name out there via sex toys being thrown on the court of WNBA games. Do I have it about right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Once again, it all goes back to idiotic crypto boys. If you're buying crypto, let alone advertising on your show, shame on you, because it's just ridiculous. This is the mentality of crypto people. Oh, let's buy some vibrators and throw them out onto the WNBA court with our name on it.
And I think it's, and I'm not sure if it's exactly insider trading, but there is like another legal aspect of it, because it's, you know, you're going to go and do something and then you're going to bet on that, whether that thing happens.
Yes.
So it, obviously I think a can of worms here has been opened. That's going to have many other ripple effects beyond just, you know, throwing sex toys.
Kudos though to one of the organists at one of the WNBA games. I heard when that happened during the timeout, they were trying to figure everything out. They started playing "Good Vibrations." So that was pretty good. I mean, make lemonade out of lemons, right?
Yeah.
All right. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right, this one is just pure dumb fun. A group of Russians sent a donkey down a zip line, and the police say it wasn't technically illegal.
Russians sent a donkey down a zip line, and the police say it wasn't technically illegal. Peter Rapine explained.
So RT covered it after the video went viral, and they claimed that police came in to investigate the guys. But they didn't charge him with anything because it wasn't technically animal abuse, because the animal didn't suffer any injuries. And they couldn't determine whether it didn't actually have a good time going down the zip line.
Is that legal terminology? The donkey didn't have a bad time?
I'm unsure.
That's a great point. How do you know that the donkey didn't love it?
I mean, we probably assume it didn't. But it looked fun. I mean, I've been on zip lines. You know, it's only scary for a couple seconds.
For a second.
You know.
Now, do we have audio of this? Is there audio of the donkey, Parker? Do you want to play a little
bit? We have it, and I will admit, it's a much farther zip line than I thought it would be.
That's a big ad.
Here we go.
Like, this is like off a cliff.
Yeah.
This is
ridiculous. It's not in someone's backyard.
It's like over a forest.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, you know, the Russians have to do something to amuse themselves. I mean, they're waging unprovoked war and killing tens of thousands of people in Ukraine. Let's just have a good time and throw a donkey on a zip line. Those crazy Russians. All right. Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. All of these can be found at epomsworld.com. Peter Rapine, next headline.
We typically don't wade into the political waters much, but sometimes there's a story out there that is too funny and too dumb for us to ignore. So this comes to us from Arizona, where 25-year-old Miley Biggs is running for the Arizona Senate. And our headline reads, "Woman running for office says women shouldn't run for office."
Woman running for office says women shouldn't run for office. The subheadline, I love it, is, "But aren't you're running for what?" Explain.
So on a recent podcast appearance, Biggs said, and I quote, "Honestly, I don't know if I would vote for any female. I don't know if females should be in office. There are a lot of really good women in office. I'm not trying to hate on anyone, like some really good congresswomen. Yeah, I don't think women should hold office in general. That's my position. That's my stance. I think women should run the home." And she said this as someone who was running for Arizona Senate.
But it's just, it's weird. It's gross, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just another example of, you know, certain iterations of MAGA. They're running for something, but yet they're saying women shouldn't do it. I mean, does she think she's the exception, or is her platform, Peter, as near as you can tell, is her platform, "Vote for me to suppress more women's rights"?
I mean, sadly, it is. I think it's a strategy that's probably going to work. Sadly.
I mean, it reminds me, what was the, I mean, you're too young to remember the original, but you're a student of comedy and television. I think it was Gilda Radner, the old SNL, where she probably pulled her face back. She'd go, "Stop, please stop, stop." I mean, it's like that, right? I mean, vote for me. I want to suppress women's rights. I'm a woman.
Maybe she doesn't want to win. Maybe she's being pushed. Who knows?
You're always a winner, Peter Rapine. Come on back. More news of the weird and wacky from EPOM's World after this. The Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
Their marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat? Just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy, local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tallowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour. News from ABC or CBS, depending upon which one of our great stations you're listening to across the state. Weather update from Brittany Merlot. Going to try a little windy here in Shawano this afternoon, although it is hot, sultry, and humid all like it is across much of the state. Be aware, some places, not all, but some places across the state of Wisconsin may see some severe storms pop up because of all of this hot weather. So be on the lookout for that. But enjoy your weekend wherever you're going to go. And then after weather, it is our great sports reporter Mike Clemens, who joined us earlier and is on his way down to cover the Brewers against the Mets tonight at AmFam Field. Game time just after 7 o'clock. Pregame show just after 6:30. Speaking of the Brewers, still just a little bit of time to get into that contest, our free ticket Friday giveaway. Do text to win. If you can go to the game on Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon, go to the Civic Media app right now and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. That's it, nothing else. Just the word BREW, B-R-E-W, to the Civic Media app right now. The end of the hour here, about 6 minutes away, six and a half. The computer will randomly draw someone, and you'll win four tickets to the Brewers game next Wednesday, August 13th. And then Maggie Dawn, once again, across the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 until 6. I believe John and Gordy are in once again today. And then it's our friend Pete Schwaba just over down the road here on Highway 29 at our studios at WGBW. Pete Schwaba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Right now, the managing editor of EBOM's World joins us, as he does every other Friday, with a look at the wild, the wacky, crazy headlines of human behavior. Mr. Peter Rapine. Peter, next headline.
Okay, next headline. It's pretty well reported that there was no love lost between Hulk Hogan and his kids. Yeah. We have a pretty damning headline here. Hulk Hogan told his kids that if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have them.
Now let's preface I call it the made up wrestling, because my dad was a legit wrestling coach for like 35, 38 years. This is quote unquote professional wrestling, fake wrestling. Hulk Hogan, and the headline from EPOM's World: Hulk Hogan told his kids that if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have them. And of course, he passed away here recently, of allegedly a heart attack. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah. So Brooke, on another podcast, is talking about a time that she asked her dad, if you could go back in time and do it all over, would he still have them? And he responded with a simple no.
Bro.
Well, I mean, you can't buy that kind of love.
Yeah. And she also asked him, because her and her now husband at the time were thinking about getting married, and she asked him if he would walk her down the aisle. And he said, I don't do weddings. Adding that, you can't get me off the beach.
I think I read somewhere, I'm not sure it was Brooke or not, but I think at least one of Hulk Hogan's kids did not even attend the funeral.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
No, I mean, it's one of these weird things where I don't know how many wives Hulk Hogan have, but like the latest one is basically the same age as one of his kids. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be some fighting there. And it's also gotten weird in that at least some of the kids are alleging that he maybe not have died of natural causes. So I sense a feud, a family. Call in Richard Dawson. There's going to be a family feud in Hulk Hogan's world.
Well, yeah, to that last point, Brooke actually posted on Instagram this week about how she wants to pay for another autopsy because she has questions around his death, whether he was given medication he shouldn't have been on or something.
Right.
Not saying that he was like murdered or anything.
Right.
So.
Maybe he was just crazy. Fat crap crazy. maybe that. And you know, something on a cloud at his funeral, Peter?
Yeah, so I was saying someone spotted a Hulk Hogan-like cloud above his funeral and posted it to social media. And a lot of people were surprised because they assumed that he went to hell and not heaven.
All right, Peter, a couple minutes left. Next headline.
This is my favorite story of the week and probably my favorite story of the last couple weeks. headline reads, this madman has been buying and returning anvils on Amazon for 8 months.
This madman has been buying and returning anvils on Amazon for 8 months. Some men just want to watch the world burn. Peter Rapine.
Yeah, so a TikToker who goes by John Bo Stockwell, I assume that's his real name. He's 26-year-old, and his profile reads, prophetically stupid. And he uploaded a video the other week showing the history of his Amazon orders. And it is pages and pages and pages long of buying and returning anvils. And not like small little anvils, but big anvils that each seem to cost around $200.
You're exactly right. If anybody used to watch the old Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Cartoon Hour or whatever, these are like anvils that the coyote would try to drop on the Roadrunner. Who does this, Peter?
I don't know. Evil. It's funny. Like, we can laugh about it, but it's patently evil.
They're just buying. He just buys them to return
Amazon guy. Yeah, it's a schlepper, you know? an anvil to and from your doorstep, you know they have him, they have his address on like a list. Yeah,
right. And think of the poor Amazon or you know drivers who are having to tote these anvils around.
I know. Yeah. But he seems to be getting a lot of joy out of it. Maybe it's like a special interest thing for him. Because in the video, he also has like a small little anvil on his desk. And he makes a point of like tapping it and saying, trust me, guys, the anvils I'm buying are much bigger than this one.
Peter, I think we found the guy who is throwing sex toys on the WNBA courts. Peter Rapine, you can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. We appreciate you, Peter. Have a great weekend. Rest up, my friend. See you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Peter Rapine, everybody. We appreciate him so much. Also, many thanks to Mike Clemens for being our guest today and the wonderful and talented Peter Olson doing a great job in Madison. We'll see you next week. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. See you Monday.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters he will meet, quote, very shortly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says the location will be announced. He made that comment during a summit at the White House between the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan. Today was the president's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or incur greater economic sanctions. There's no indication Russia's agreed to a ceasefire. The president continues to shake up the government. He's removed the IRS commissioner, Billy Long.
During his time in the House, the then Missouri congressman pushed to abolish the tax agency, and he recently suggested its workforce needed to be purged. The White House says Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will take on the duties of acting IRS commissioner until the post is permanently filled.
It's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He was the commander of the Apollo 13 mission, crippled en route to the moon in 1970, but returned safely to Earth. This is ABC News.